the Schumanns, that is, Robert and Clara, were very dear friends of mine. The three of us shared a very special friendship and a love. As a result of this unique bond, much beautiful music was created. Allow me now to share with you some of our history and experiences. Robert Schumann and Clara Wieck had been friends since childhood. Robert studied piano with Clara's father, and the two fell in love, and in 1840, despite her father's disapproval, they married. He wrote this letter to her in 1838 as he composed the Davidsbündler Tanz. Clara, how happy your last letters have made me. Those since Christmas Eve. I should like to call you by all the endearing epithets, and yet I can find no lovelier word than the simple word, dear. But there is a particular way of saying it. My dear one, then. I have wept for joy to think that you are mine and often wonder if I deserve you. One would think that no one man's heart and brain could stand all the things that are crowded into one day. Where do these thousands of thoughts, wishes, sorrows, joys, and hopes come from? Day in, day out, the procession goes on. But how light-hearted I was yesterday and the day before. There shone out of your letters so noble a spirit, such faith, such a wealth of love. What would I not do for love of you, my own Clara? The knights of old were much better off. They could go through fire or slay dragons to win their ladies, but we of today have to content ourselves with more prosaic methods, such as smoking fewer cigars and the like. After all, though, we can love. Yes, we can love, knights or no knights. And so, as ever, only the times change, not men's hearts. You cannot think how your letter has raised and strengthened me. You are splendid, and I have much more reason to be proud of you than you of me. I have made up my mind, though, to read all your wishes in your face. Then you will think, even though you don't say it, that your Robert is really a good sort, that he is entirely yours, and he loves you more dearly than words can say. I picture you in all sorts of ways as I have seen you since. I did not look at you much, but you charmed me so immeasurably. I can never praise you enough for yourself or for your love of me, which I don't really deserve. Clara replied, "You require but a simple yes? Such a small word, such an important one. But should not a heart so full of unutterable love as mine utter this little word with all its might? I do so, and my innermost soul whispers always to you." Now, at that time, Clara was already enjoying a very successful career as a concert pianist and was playing concert tours throughout Europe. I met Robert after he wrote a widely enthusiastic magazine article about my compositions. I began to visit their home and developed a deep affection for both of them. The friendship and encouragement I received gave impetus to my work. Many people contend that I fell in love with Clara at that time. Clara began to play my work at her concerts with great success. Robert had a severe attack of depression. The family moved a number of times unsuccessfully, searching for a more calming environment. And after throwing himself into the Rhine in 1854, Robert's condition necessitated his being institutionalized. I began to spend as much time with Clara and her children. When I traveled, we wrote each other copiously, she to me. You have given me such deep joy with your tender attention. What I felt when I read your dedication, I cannot say, yet you knew it already, inasmuch as you wrote it, and so I accept, and please accept my written thanks, the sincerest, which I hope to give you soon in person. I read through the variations, but reading music affects my head so greatly nowadays that I couldn't get to know them as thoroughly as I would have wished, but I hope to hear them very soon. The news of my beloved Robert was tolerable today. He has been calm. Oh, how all this is so very little for a loving heart that so longs to hope. Very, very hard are the days that I now live through. And I to her later that month. I can't stand it any longer. I'm turning back today. I'm going to go home and make music and read alone until you arrive and I can do it with you. If the great longing which I have felt in these days has an effect on my playing, I really ought soon to be able to work magic with it. Your Johannes.